podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. There are several Cochrane reviews of ways to help patients remember to take their medicines. Tara Horvath from the University of California, San Francisco in the United States describes the latest, published in March 2012, which looked specifically at mobile phone text messaging and antiretroviral therapy for people with HIV infection.
About 34 million people around the world are living with HIV infection, and about 15 million of these are clinically eligible for antiretroviral therapy, or ART, which can help them to survive longer and to live in relatively better health. However, resource limitations in poor countries mean that only around 5 million HIV patients actually have access to ART. Although ART can keep HIV-positive patients alive, the side effects that often come with it can make it difficult for many patients to take their medication every day, which is also a problem for other treatments in other conditions. A big difference for patients with HIV, though, is that good adherence to ART can literally mean the difference between life and death. ART suppresses HIV's ability to replicate itself, thereby decreasing the number of viable viruses in the patient's body, called the viral load, often to the point that it becomes undetectable. When a patient fails to take all of his or her prescribed doses, the virus can mutate and become resistant to the ART regimen. Its replication will no longer be blocked. If this happens, the patient will need to switch to a new regimen, which will usually be much more expensive, may have worse side effects, and may not work as well. The patient could die. Another important consideration is that when ART adherence is good and the patient's viral load is suppressed, their sexual partners are at a greatly reduced risk of acquiring the infection from them. We embarked on this review after seeing a recently published plan for an ongoing trial in Cameroon that is testing the effects of mobile phone text messaging to promote ART adherence. And we thought it would be good to review the evidence that already exists. We used standard Cochrane methods to search a wide range of scientific databases and to screen our search results. We ultimately included two trials from Kenya, one published in 2010 and the other in 2011. We also found several ongoing trials in addition to the one in Cameroon, and we anticipate updating the review later this year. Of the two Kenyan trials, the text messages in one were sent once weekly and were brief, saying, "How are you?" in the local language. The other trial had short weekly messages, long weekly messages, short daily messages, and long daily messages. The short messages said simply, "This is your reminder," in the appropriate local language. The long messages said, "This is your reminder. Be strong and courageous. We care about you." We found that the risk of being non-adherent to their ART regimen was significantly lower in patients receiving some of the text messages compared to patients receiving standard care. In other words, they were more likely to be adherent. Although it didn't seem to matter whether the messages were short or long, it was only the weekly messages that led to better adherence. Daily text messages of any length didn't have any effect. In addition, patients receiving weekly text messages were less likely to fail on their ART. Their viral loads were well suppressed.
You can find the full review from the Cochrane HIV/AIDS group, along with other Cochrane reviews on medication adherence, at thecochranelibrary.com.